Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the day's play after Anzac Day 2024 finished in a draw. Essendon and Collingwood tied up at 12 goals, 13, 85 apiece in front of 93,644 fans. Here's how Jared Healy made sense of it on AFL Nation in the immediate aftermath.
It was a really impressive performance, Dwayne, but it was, I guess when you walk off with a draw, you're a little bit hollow, but if I'm an Essendon supporter, I've seen big improvement over the last couple of weeks when you consider what happened in Adelaide, and they played okay in the first quarter, but then they just dropped their bundle, and a lot of good clubs have dropped their bundle in this first 6 weeks, so we'll just give them a mulligan for that. But the last 2 weeks, and in particular today, they played tremendous footy. They're making some errors. Like everybody makes errors. They didn't handle the heat in the second quarter, but gee, they handled it later in the game. But whenever there's a draw, there's always a kick here or an effort there or a handball that went to ground, etc. They got opened up, and they were probably let off the hook to a degree by some of the ineptitude in front of goals. It wasn't just one man. There was a few that had decent shots at goal and missed, and decent set-up shots at goal that missed. But all in all, I would have thought if you're an Essendon supporter, you'd be walking away thinking, wow, we are on the road. There's defence is a hell of a lot better. They didn't get outmarked too often in the back line. In the back line. They interrupted and turned the ball over midway through and got on the counter-attack. All those things that the statistics boffins have been talking about, I think they have resurrected to a large degree over the last 10 quarters.
Essendon had a big lead early, 26 points. It was 19 at quarter time. They led by one at half time. Collingwood led by one at three quarter time, and then they couldn't be separated at the end. 12-13-85 is the historic scoreline. Here's how we called it on AFL Nation.
He heads wide to Stringer. All the usual suspect. Takes the mark, 52 from goal, up against the boundary, right on the boundary, and he bends it back. That is amazing. Hits the post, or it's through. He has got it there.
Hawks is going to put the Bombers deep inside the 50. Draper is there, mistimed his leap right underneath. Jones with the snap. The Bombers have got the first three.
Bobby nudges him out, goes and gets it. His 60 from goal. What's he going to manufacture? That is the most phenomenal kick I've ever seen. To Elliott, to goal.
Hand pass to Josh Dacos, sets it up to the teeth of goal. Majacek and Hoskin Elliott.
Work up the ground.
It was the fire starter last week. It's his first disposal, and Will Hoskin Elliott makes it a goal. Maynard is going to land it at the hot spots. Mason Cox is there. It clears him. Majacek's the crummer. Kick out to Davey. All went one-handed. Didn't take the mark. Langford caught. Holding the ball. Nick Dacos kicks the goal.
Getting back more. Ball to the back. Draper. He needs to collect it and have a shot. He collects it. He has a shot. And he nails it.
Centres it up. Nick Cox followed all the way down the ground. He's kicked it for right. Coming out. Didn't mark. Jones to Davey. Didn't matter. Goal. Kicks inside 50. Elliott! What a mark! What a theatre to launch like that. From 50 out, he's tormented Bombers fans in the past. It's a lovely kick to match the moment.
And now Nick, if you can find a chest, we'll make him pain. He finds Lipinski's chest. Lipinski to bring Collingwood closer. And he loved it off the boot.
He's changed his mind three times on the way to the mound of the mark. Hand passes to Josh Dacos, who pins the ears back, has a swing, and kicks a sublime goal.
Gave it inboard. Gresham gets his moment. Wheels inside. He's got Caldwell. He picked it from between his legs. Got it up just in time. Martin, one way, then the other, and now it's a monster.
Maynard kicks up to the 50. Mason Cox in front. Goldstein, the spoil ball loose. Oh, Hine toppled over. McCreary went right through and kicked the goal. Anzac Day reprises the deeds of 1995. It's a draw. Can you believe it would happen again? collapse on the spot. There'll be so many in the stands who saw it those years ago. History repeats in front of 93,644. Kyle Langford booted 4 goals, 2 for Essendon. Brody Majacek kicked 3 goals, 3 for Collingwood. There was a litany of missed opportunities from a whole bunch of forwards to reflect upon. Zach Merritt won the Anzac medal and he got the 3 votes. 3 to Merritt, 2 to McGrath and 1 to Nick Dacos. A draw between Essendon and Collingwood. The feature point of Anzac round. We'll have every game called live and in full on AFL Nation.